So how are these latest allegations against a senior member of the royal family being received here by those who want to preserve Australia as a constitutional monarchy? David Flint led the monarchist opposition to Australia becoming a republic in the 1990s, and he remains the national convener of Australians for a constitutional monarchy. David Flint, thanks for joining the world today.
Not at all. Pleasure.
To what extent has this scandal damaged the monarchist cause here in Australia?
I don't think it has. Obviously, it has triggered people to restart the debate over having a republic. But I don't think it has given it any strength whatsoever. We've just had the 20th anniversary of the referendum, and there's been a major attempt by the Republicans to revive the issue, but I don't think there's been any great interest.
You say there's been no damage yet. Do you think there could be? This scandal does not seem to be going away.
Well, he's eighth in the line of succession. You might remember that during the referendum, we didn't argue about the virtues of the monarchy, and in particular the sovereign. And I think everybody would agree that she has been an excellent sovereign. We always argued on the basis of the constitutional system.
But the constitutional system that you're talking about does require Australians to have some respect for the royal family. How comfortable are you personally promoting the royal family to Australians when one of its most senior members is embroiled in pedophilia allegations?
Well, there are allegations. They are nothing more than that. There is a presumption of innocence.
Prince Andrew, though, has admitted to his friendship with a convicted pedophile whose home he frequently stayed in, the same home where those pedophilia acts took place. That doesn't make you uncomfortable?
It's not really a relevant matter to our constitution. He's the eighth in line of succession. Now, it's quite possible that the 30th in the line of succession may well be somebody you wouldn't want.
So you're saying you wouldn't be comfortable with Prince Andrew as our head of state?
Well, firstly, our head of state is the Governor General, as Mr. Turnbull insisted in the 2016 election.
So let me rephrase that. Are you saying you wouldn't be comfortable with Prince Andrew as our sovereign?
Well, he's not going to be our sovereign. And
He is eighth in line, as you said.
What do you mean if there were a massacre in the United Kingdom? Look, he's not going to become. He's not even going to get closer. In fact, he's going to get further away. He is not going to succeed to the throne. There's no question of that. And because accusations have been made against him, firstly, we don't have guilt by accusation under our system. There are very grave doubts about accusations being made by the person being interviewed by the BBC, and I wonder whether they'll raise those ones.
You say these are accusations, and that's absolutely right, and you say there's a presumption of innocence. Do you think that Prince Andrew should actually go before a court to prove his innocence?
At the present time, there are no criminal proceedings against anybody. There were criminal proceedings against Epstein, as we know. He confessed his guilt in relation to some matters. There are no criminal proceedings. What is happening is there are civil proceedings because the Epstein estate is very rich, and some of the people may well be entitled. There's no requirement that anybody be involved in a civil case, and I doubt whether his evidence would be relevant.
What if criminal charges were to be brought against him? He talks a lot about honour. Would it be the honourable thing to do at the very least to go and appear before those proceedings?
This is so hypothetical that I don't think giving advice in advance would be of any advantage. There would have to be some criminal matter.
That's David Flint, the National Convener of Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy.